Hey, if you like us and think we're doing a good job, please leave a 5-star rating on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this. It really helps grow the show.
Also, check out the video version of the podcast at our YouTube channel at youtube.com/C/HappaSupremacy.
And now, let's get into what's happening. Hey, what's happening? Episode 95. My name is Shane.
And my name is Nico.
Yeah, that's right. So it's just us. You know, we're, you know, solo, I guess.
You guess?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Who else is here?
I don't know. Misha is right next to you.
Yeah, this is not a solo episode. We're going to interview Misha.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I did want to ask you about some things that I've been seeing online lately, and that is, you know, what this term left libertarian, what is that?
I don't know. What's a right libertarian?
I don't know. Is that a libertarian who's right all the time?
What's a libertarian?
I don't know. There's this guy named Donald Trump who's been president since 2000. Well, he was elected in 2016, I think, but he was sworn in 2017. I'm just learning all the stuff as we go. I had no idea.
I know. I don't even know what politics are.
Who knows? I have no idea.
This is the podcast for you. If you want to learn about
stuff
that... Wait, what were we talking about again?
I don't know. Something.
Hmm.
Lost our train of thought, right? Anyway, so... Wanted to kind of just go into talking about our debate analysis because, I mean, everyone else has been doing it. So why not just go into the mold, right?
Let's get into our really short debate analysis.
Yeah. So who do you think won?
Well, the fly wasn't there this time.
I know.
So the fly didn't win.
I was so disappointed. I was hoping some random animal would come onto the, you know.
What, like coyotes?
I mean, yeah. Trump apparently mentioned coyotes and people were legit thinking, is he actually talking about the animal coyotes?
Yeah, we'll get more into that later.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think Trump did better, probably because nobody was talking over each other this time. They said they were going to mute the mics, and they said that people cannot talk over each other. But the only time I heard them ever mute a mic was one time Donald Trump went to like 3 seconds over his time.
Yeah, he went a little over, something like that. Yeah.
But they let Biden interrupt Trump a bunch of times in the beginning. So I don't know.
The moderator interrupted him a lot too.
That's true. I mean, a lot of people were saying that the moderator was better, but I think it's just, this goes back to the same thing. It's just because people weren't talking over each other for the most part.
Yeah, because they had those set rules, no interrupting. I mean, obviously it still happened a little bit, but, and then of course the mics being muted possibly or whatever, so that was another set rule that you have to follow, because again, like we're just talking about with Trump's mic being muted that one time where he went a little over, but yeah. So were there any kind of moments that were kind of memorable? Because in my opinion, just like the first debate, I think people are going to remember that one as just like, yeah, you know, everyone was talking over each other, you know, shut up, you know, why don't you shut up, man, or something like that. And
come on, man.
Yeah. And, you know, just Donald Trump constantly, blah, 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 you know, that kind of thing.
He was totally different in this one.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like they gave him some kind of like calming medicine or something. Okay, you're going to be nice and calm, Trump.
I think it's just a persona that he has. He can be the Trump who's really loud and interrupting, and then he can be polite Trump.
Right. Yeah, it's I don't know, it's interesting. I don't know. It's like what 2016 was just its own kind of thing.
Because people weren't used to him yet.
Well, yeah, that's true. Now
so
that
this time we're like expecting something. And then you get let down.
Yeah, I feel I feel like the expectations for him when he debates are just way too high, like the rent is just too damn high. I feel like the expectations for him are just all over the place, way up in the stratosphere. Like, oh man, he's gonna do this, and I hope he does this, and he's gonna, you know, and same with Joe Biden. I hope Joe Biden stumbles and He didn't really. Joe Biden was, you know, he was okay. He did fine. He was
better than his rallies, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, he was
probably on some drugs to keep him.
Well, in the beginning, maybe it was just me, but he did sound like he was, I don't know, there was something where he was like, it sounded like, and Trump kind of sounded like it too, where they're, I don't know, they're both having dentures or what. I mean, they're both old. So I would kind of think, you know, maybe they have dentures on or something. I have no idea, but it sounded like their dentures were coming off a little bit. Maybe that's just my hearing is bad or something. I don't know, but.
But anyway, as far as you said memorable moments, I think the only memorable moment, like the only phrase that I'm going to remember is him or Trump saying, "Who built the cages, Joe?"
Right. Yeah.
Which I know we kind of disagree on this, so maybe we should talk about it.
Well, I mean, Donald Trump has been president since 2017, right? And so he's kind of, you know, he's been president. He has the immigration, and he's the president able to do all these immigration things, whatever. So it's under his watch, quote unquote, technically or whatever. So it doesn't, I mean, in my opinion, I don't really kind of understand or see the whole point of like, okay, well, that's fine. Like whatever, Obama or whoever, under the Obama administration, they built the cages. Okay, that's fine. But you're the president now, Donald. So how does that make a difference in terms? Oh, well, it's your policy, Joe and Barack or whatever. But yeah, but you're the president. You're still enacting those laws, you know?
I guess I agree with that. But I think his point was trying to like show that he's a hypocrite for like bringing this up. It's like, you're the one who started it though. Mm-hmm. So like, why are you even bringing this up? Cause you're going to incriminate yourself. So,
well, I don't know.
That's the way I took it.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is a good analogy. So, you know, hate me for this or think I'm stupid. I'm sure people who listen to this probably think I am dumb anyway, but anyway.
Wow. You're really self-confident today. We're like, this show's going to go great. And then,
it's going to go great. It's going to be fantastic. I promise.
And it's going to be the best show ever.
This is going to be a complete, this is going to be an F show. But no, like I was kind of thinking about all that, like who built the cages and all that stuff. And yet Donald Trump is still enacting the immigration policies or whatever that apparently Obama and Biden helped put in place. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of thinking, well, it's like if like, you know, two people are having a fight and in a house or an apartment building, and then one of them kills the other, and then the cops come in and all that stuff, and say, "Well, who built the apartment?" So, well, who gives a shit who built the apartment?
Yeah, but the apartments aren't for killing people.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like you're inside the place. That's like if someone say, "Well, this, I don't know, the structure is pretty bad. I don't know why you're even in here in the first place." That's kind of what I'm thinking, because it's like, okay, so yeah, Obama and Biden did help with these immigration policies or anything like that, and they built the cages, but we'll just say, but Donald, you could just change it, because I mean, you've changed other things under Obama. You got rid of the individual mandate, which I am 100% fine with.
You know what? Now that you just mentioned that, I'm kind of surprised that because he wants to get rid of everything that Obama did, right? He wants to get rid of Obamacare.
Yeah.
He wants to get rid of, what was other stuff that Obama enacted? Like, was DACA?
I think so.
Well, he did something with that, and then
like the Dreamers and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then like decided not to because too many people were mad. But I don't know. He just seems like the type of person who. Oh, that the other thing I was thinking about was the Iran nuclear deal.
Yeah, that was.
So maybe he would be like, "Wow, you built cages for immigration. Well, I should get rid of them because you're the one who built it."
Well, maybe he wants to get rid of the cages and he's going to build even bigger and better cages.
That's what he should have run on.
Yeah. It's like, you built these cages, they're flimsy and they look terrible. I'm going to make gold plated fences and cages. I tell you, these people that are coming in illegally, we're going to put them in there. They're going to be great. They're going to be taken care of, all that stuff. That's another thing that he mentioned too. And he's, all these people are being taken care of and all that. I'm thinking, well, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, how are we supposed to know?
Yeah, like, how do I know?
Maybe the government's not going to tell the truth about that.
Right.
But the one thing that I did want to talk about was people's reactions to Donald Trump calling out the coyotes. Yeah, because, coyotes, I mean, obviously they're an animal.
Or is it coyotes?
I don't know. I always called it coyote.
Mm.
Why? Are they called coyotes?
I've heard that being
pronounced. Donald Trump said coyotes.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, a lot of people didn't know what that meant. And I have to admit that I was not fully educated on the term either, because it's a slang right. term. But I wasn't stupid enough to post it on Twitter and like mock Donald Trump, like, oh, he said that coyotes are bringing kids over the border. Look at this stupid idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually looked it up, you know, before I decided to say anything about it. But a lot of blue check marks didn't. And they thought that he was literally talking about like coyotes, the animal in the desert. And for anyone who doesn't know, coyotes is a slang term for basically a human trafficker.
Right.
So
yeah, we're going to go ahead and show some reactions to that whole thing. Here's a screenshot of a lot of the reactions.
This is like the compilation of reactions from people. Some notable ones, there was a state representative from Georgia,
mm-hmm.
who was also a lawyer, and she was going on and on about it. She's right. like dogs are going to carry kids over the border?
like literally dogs. They're carrying four people at a time or something like that because they're that strong.
Yeah, and then that same lady, by the way, then she was like, how are we going to have state-mandated minimum wages? Like, I thought it has to be federal. How does this work? Mm-hmm. And it's like, lady, you literally work for the state.
Yeah.
Maybe you should know that. I don't know.
I mean, she was running for something, for some office or something like that.
I'm not sure, but I think she already held.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, going back to the other reactions of coyotes, another memorable one was David Hogg, you know, that really smart kid from Harvard.
Right.
Talking about how Donald Trump is xenophobic for calling parents coyotes. I mean, I'm kind of surprised they haven't even deemed like coyotes a racist term yet, you know? Because now they're conflating like all Mexicans with human traffickers, bringing people over the border. But, you know, like nobody else did that. Like nobody was implying that. The only people who are implying that are the people who are saying that coyotes is like a term for mm-hmm. those people, you know?
Well, I mean, the whole thing, at least for us, and especially you, the whole thing kind of just catapulted into craziness when you tweeted out a couple of pictures of, you know, a coyote on the train or something like that. Saying, oh, he's just having, you know, he's tired. He's having a rest day from bringing all the people over the border. A lot of people took you seriously.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that because it's obviously a joke. I mean, why would I like tweet seriously about a coyote sitting on a train?
I don't know. I mean, coyotes aren't that big. I mean, they're not like, you know, polar bears or these massive. It's not like elephants where they can actually carry people. You know?
I saw some pretty good jokes. Like, there was one like saying like, "Oh, white people have storks to give them babies, but mm-hmm. Mexicans have to get coyotes to get them babies."
Yeah, and they're like, the coyote has something in its mouth, and there's a baby, and it'll, you know, I guess it's one like was like a cloth.
Yeah.
Blanket or something like that. I get like a stork, you know? So I don't know. People can't detect sarcasm, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know which is worse. The people who took coyotes literally, like thinking that it was the animal that he was mm-hmm. talking about and then trying to mock him for it, or the people who took me seriously when I was clearly making a joke. Because I didn't say anything about like Donald Trump and coyotes. All I said was that coyote is working really hard and he needs to take a break.
Well, the timing of it, I guess, made people think you were talking about Trump. And it's funny, too, because when people were kind of like replying to it or quoting it, they were saying, oh, look, it's the, you know, the left, they're being crazy. And it was actually a lot of right wingers and Trump supporters who were criticizing you.
Yeah, I'm like, man, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like what political ideology you have. There are stupid people all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, Twitter kind of lets you know about that, I guess.
Yeah, all the stupid. I mean, that's why we're on Twitter, right?
I know.
We're stupid.
I know.
maybe we should move on because this is like getting very, what do you call it? Self-deprecating.
Yeah, I know. Well, speaking of kind of stupid and Twitter and everything like that. So, and I guess we're going to be sticking to your Twitter because this was, you know, on your Twitter, you quoted it and everything like that. But so Chelsea Handler.
It's just the easiest way to find this video.
Yeah. So Chelsea Handler is everybody's favorite Trump supporter. Like, she loves Donald Trump. I don't know if you knew that. She's a huge Trump supporter.
Stop lying.
Oh, sorry. No, actually, it's complete opposite. She hates Trump. She would rather.
So she's like everyone else.
Yeah, basically.
Wait, can you explain to me, is she, like, who is she? I know she's, like, supposed to be a comedian.
She I think she's, like, a stand-up comic. She had the show on the E! Network called Chelsea Lately, I think it was. It was, like, a late-night talk show type of thing.
She's kind of like an actress or something?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, like, I honestly can't tell you exactly like what her, I guess that show maybe is her claim to fame, but other than that, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I'm not the best person. I mean, maybe there's someone out there. Oh yeah, Chelsea Handler's, you know, this. And another thing is that, you know, she's a stand-up comic, so that's another thing that she's, you know, I guess famous for, I guess. But
yeah,
but anyway,
I'm assuming that this video that we're about to play was supposed to be a joke, but it didn't land very well. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah, I mean, she's in a safe environment. I mean, she was on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Jimmy's not going to say anything. You know, he's just going to laugh like he usually does. Oh, that was hilarious, even though it wasn't. But anyway.
And a lot of people, you know, on the left probably wouldn't think it's hilarious either.
So. Well, I mean, we'll go ahead and show it. But so this whole, there's some kind of revelation or news or whatever that 50 Cent, who is a famous rapper, especially known for the song In the Club. That was a song that that he did back in like 2004 or five or so, somewhere in the mid 2000s or whatever. That was like his big claim to fame. So he's come out and basically, I guess, come out and say, I'm supporting Trump. And it's all mainly because of the whole tax plan under Biden. He's like, I don't like Biden's tax plan. I don't want to give more of my money, you know, so I'm gonna vote for Trump mainly for that reason, for the reason or whatever. So,
and I don't see a problem with that. I mean, why would you vote against your own interests?
Yeah, well, I guess on the flip side, I mean, a lot of people are voting for Biden because, well, and I don't know if, you know, I'm not gonna say I agree with him or anything like that, but I don't want to vote for Trump because I'm, you know, he promised us this, I don't like it, so I'm gonna vote for Biden. And all this, the one thing that, the whole reason, there's one reason really that kind of just annoys me when they say I'm gonna vote for Joe Biden, especially from libertarians, is that, well, I'm gonna vote for Joe Biden because I want to bring decency back into the White House. It's like, when do libertarians ever give a shit about decency in the White House? Like, shouldn't the whole point try and be to like minimize the size of government as much as possible? No, I want decency back in the White House.
I don't care if the government's huge.
Yeah, I want the status quo to come back or something like that. It's like, okay, I guess. I don't know. But hey, more power to you. If that's how you feel, whatever. But anyway, back to the whole Chelsea Handler thing. So Chelsea Handler said some interesting things about 50 Cent, and anyway, we'll go ahead and play it.
You heard about my ex-boyfriend, right, 50 Cent, and his support of Donald Trump.
Yeah, what's going on between you? I saw your tweets, and I go, wait, what's happening? Because you said he was your favorite ex-boyfriend, and then what is he doing, supporting Trump?
He says he doesn't want to pay 62% in taxes, which, by the way, is in a plan of Joe Biden's. That's a lie. So he doesn't want to pay 62% of taxes because he doesn't want to go from being 50 cents to 20 cents. And I had to remind him that he was a black person, so he can't vote for Donald Trump, and that he shouldn't be influencing an entire swath of people who may listen to him because he's worried about his own personal pocketbook. So I haven't heard back from him yet, but I am willing to, you know, seal the deal in more ways than one if he changes his mind and publicly denounces Donald Trump. I might be willing to go for another spin, if you know what I'm talking about.
So, okay, this, like, everything about that just bothers me. Because, yeah, First of all, I thought we weren't voting based on the color of our skin anymore. Like, is that still... like, you have to do things based off of your skin color now?
Yeah.
I feel like we're like devolving or something.
Yeah, well, so like just kind of like going to what she was saying, she's like, okay, the whole, you know, tax planet, whatever, it's a lie. Okay, whatever, you know, that's a whole other story. But then she's like, 50 Cent said, I don't want to go being from 50 Cent to 20 Cent. That's hilarious because the money joke, right? I mean, it would have been better if she said, oh, yeah, you go from 50 Cent to a quarterback. Anyway, so, you know, she says that. And then she goes, well, I had to remind him that he's a black person.
Whatever so, that means.
So, you know, and you can't, you're not allowed to vote for Donald Trump if you're black. That's the whole Joe Biden thing. If you don't know who you're voting for, whether it's for me or Donald Trump, then you ain't black. That's basically the same thing, you know, yeah. Kind of just the same type of thing or whatever.
People just keep excusing that. Like, they're like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But then with her, it's like, okay, now you have no excuse. Are you telling, like, because she didn't say, like, that they should vote for Biden mm-hmm. or they shouldn't vote for Trump. They said, or she said that you can't vote for Trump.
Right.
So that's kind of ironic that, you know, like a white woman, I mean, if we're going by everybody else's dynamics here,
right.
A white woman telling a black man how he can vote.
Well, that's the whole thing about white liberals. As Hotep Jesus says, white liberals are evil people, because this is one of them saying, oh, you're a black person. Well, guess who you're supposed to vote for, blackie? You better be vote for Joe Biden or you ain't a real black person. So because 50 Cent has the audacity to go away from that, oh, no, that's not allowed, sir. Not allowed. You have to vote the way I want you to vote for, even though these are the same people who are doing these ads saying, hey, get out the vote. Go register to vote. Make sure you mail in your vote. It's your civil duty. Do it, please. It's great. Democracy and all that good stuff. But if you vote for someone other than the person that has the D next to their name, then you're an evil person. Because, okay, so what if, for example, 50 Cent decided, you know what? I don't like Joe Biden. This Joe Jorgensen lady. Seems like I would keep more of my money under her plan. Maybe I'm going to vote for Joe Jorgensen. Well, how's she going to be like? You can't vote for that bitch. No, how dare you? She has an L next to her name. You know what L means? Loser. They're going to lose. So why waste your vote on that person when you can vote for a winner like Joe Biden, right? Or even better.
She would say that he's wasting his vote.
Probably. Right. Yeah. And that's the whole, like, I don't know, stereotypical. Oh, yeah. You're just wasting your vote. Like, wow, I haven't heard that one before. You know, anyone who votes third party, I'm sure they've all heard that one before. All the time. You're just wasting your vote. Okay. Well, why are they even on the ballot then if I'm not allowed to vote for that person?
The thing I don't understand about that, like, I know this is like going off into another tangent, is like,
that's how we are. Like, we do want to go on tangents.
Yeah, I know. But they tell you, like, you have to vote. But then if you vote third party, then you're wasting your vote. So then you might be like, well, I guess I'm not going to vote then. But then you're not voting means that you're voting for someone else. So doesn't that mean I don't have to vote because I already voted by not voting?
Well, they also do the same thing too, where if you're not going to vote, well, that's a vote for Trump. How's that a vote for Trump? I didn't vote for him. I didn't put a check mark or fill in the little square for him.
That's like, what I'm saying. What are you talking about? If not voting is a vote for Trump, that means I already voted. Therefore, I don't have to vote.
Right. But also, we have like good. It's a good thing. It's not like a felony if you don't vote. Like, could you imagine if that?
I think there are. I can't remember what country it is, but there are a couple countries where it's illegal to not vote.
Yeah. So imagine if that was here in America. If you don't vote, you're going to jail for however long, you know, a month or 2 years or something like that. Could you imagine if that happened? If you don't vote,
some people want that to be the way it is. They're like, in order to make this democracy work, I know it's a republic. We have to get everyone to vote, okay?
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, I don't know if you've seen those, like, statistics on how many people didn't vote in the last couple of elections or whatever.
Yeah, it's a large number. But
if, like, the people who didn't vote, if that was a category, you know, like, didn't vote for anyone.
Like, none of the above, yeah.
Yeah, then they would win every time.
Which is funny because, like, so in I guess the Libertarian, you shouldn't have a president. Like, in the Libertarian Party primaries and all that stuff, like, none of the above is an option. So I can only imagine if like, actually none of the above won. And, oh, I guess it's Joe Jorgensen and none of the above. So I guess it's just her by herself, I suppose, unless they go to the second place person. I don't know how it
works. That'd be funny if everybody voted none of the above.
It's like, you know what? I don't like any of these people. I'm going to vote for none of you. Screw you. I don't like any of you. Bye. But anyway, like I was saying with 50 Cent, What if he's like, you know what? Fellow rapper, I'm going to vote for the other rapper, Kanye West. I'm voting for rapper. That's who I'm going to vote for. Rapper Kanye West. I'm going to vote for that guy because that guy knows what he's talking about. And just to piss more people off, that's who I'm going to vote for. Like, what is Chelsea Handler going to say now? You can't vote for another black guy. What are you, crazy? There's no D next to the guy's name. Come on.
You have to vote for a white guy in order to get your rights as a black person.
Yeah, and another thing that I was thinking, I wasn't thinking about it, but I had heard this. Again, I guess I've been kind of watching a lot of the Hoteps Been Told You, so this is their thing. So credit to them, to the Hoteps. So they were saying, like, so all these people who are, like, crying about white supremacy, let's just vote for that old white guy. And so, you know, basically in the system that we're living in, a system of white supremacy, yet they're going to vote for someone to rule over them who's a part of the white supremacy. You're basically voting for the white supremacist system, but we're living in a white supremacy nation or something like that, yet they're voting and they're also, like, working in that system. So
yeah, and something about, like, if they're going to raise your taxes, then you're kind of paying it to, you know, the white supremacist system.
Right. So I don't know. I mean,
I know some people who would be like, no, but, like, the money will go to, like, poor communities and stuff. But it's like, how do you know? You know,
right.
Government wastes a lot of money.
Well, yeah, because they always say, oh, yeah, this money is going to go towards, you know, the education system. The schools need some more funding.
You just keep throwing again, more money at
it. I thought we voted for that last year. You need more money? Like, how much money do you need for the education system? What, you need, like, trillions of dollars as opposed to billions of dollars? Like,
billions and billions.
Yeah.
And trillions and trillions.
Yeah, I know. So, but I hope I got the Hotep thing right. I'm sure I scooted up, but you know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, so the other thing that kind of bothers me about that video, going back to Chelsea Handler,
right,
is that she has, and I've heard a lot of, like, Democrats talk about, they're probably, like, celebrities and people who are, like, telling you to vote, right? So they're telling you that you need to vote for the greater good, whatever that means. Mm. You're not supposed to vote on your own interests. That's why you have to vote Democrat, because you can't vote for your own interest, you have to vote for the greater good, because voting is an act of kindness or something.
You know what doesn't make
sense?
So it's
kind of like, how does that even work then? You're not supposed to vote for your own. You can't vote for something that benefits you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to care about everyone else. It's kind of like, well, then what's the incentive to vote then? Because, you know what I mean? Like, well, it's kind of, you're kind of forcing other people to feel bad. Like, I don't know. I guess it's more of that, you know, they're trying to, like, socially curb you in a way that you'll do what they want you to do. Yeah.
Well, in that whole thing that you're talking about, the greater good and all that stuff, and, oh, 50 Cent, you know, he doesn't want to pay more money. That's too selfish. Why are you being so selfish? You know, like, the greater good thing or whatever. And these are the same people, like, these Hollywood celebrities or whatever, they're in the business to be selfish, you know, like, they're trying, they're auditioning.
All of them are vain.
Yeah, they're auditioning for a role to get, and they want to be that person. Why would you audition? Why would you even audition for that role if you didn't want to get them? You know, maybe for later, I'll be able to work with you later on or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't, like, being in Hollywood, like, the reason why people are into that is because of the fame? Like, isn't that the point?
Yeah, part of it. Yeah.
Which is basically vanity.
Right. But but then all of a sudden they all try to act all high and mighty. Like you were saying, oh, it's for the greater good. You know, vote for your conscience. What if my conscience says don't vote? Well, not that type of conscience.
Yeah. You have the wrong conscience.
Yeah. Yeah. You're stupid. You know what you're talking about. But it's just, you're literally living in a world where you have to be as selfish as possible because you're trying to get a job. I mean, everyone's selfish. Everybody wants to get a job.
It's,
they want to make money.
It's human nature to be selfish. I don't know whether that's bad or good. But and this is the
in
whole
some
thing
degree,
about, like,
yeah,
you know, this is why, you know, some people say that capitalism is evil, but capitalism actually turns selfishness into something good because you end up producing.
Right.
But I don't know. I guess I'm supposed to vote Democrat because that's for the greater good or something like that. even right. though they're like, yeah, vote for your conscience. You have to vote on your principles, except for not those principles, my principles.
And another one too, that I just, that I kind of want to quickly talk about that I just remembered was Kirstie Alley tweeted out, I'm voting for Trump. I voted for Trump in 2016. I'm going to vote for him again in 2020. And then I saw some people saying, you know, I don't like you, screw you, all, you know, and she's a, you know, she's an actress in Hollywood, you know, and she was in Cheers and all that stuff. So she's been in some big stuff, you know, and because one of the ones I remember saying was Marina Sirtis, who a lot of people know as Counselor Troi from Star Trek, yeah. The Next Generation. She quoted her and said, you're dead to me. You're dead to me now. I don't even know who you are anymore. It's like, that you didn't even like her anyway. So, of course, oh, man, what an opportunity. I'm gonna show her.
Yeah, it's just a whole show to try to make you look like you're, like, really
and again,
good or something.
And they're doing this whole, like, kind of, you know, sticking with the Star Trek thing. They're like, yeah, you know, all the Star Trek people are going to tell people to vote and how important it is and, you know, research and learn about the issues that each of the candidates – None of them even believe that. All of them do not believe. No, you should research and learn about the issues. All no, they're not like that. All they want
you to vote Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, I would give them more respect and more credit if they had said, "Please vote for Joe Biden." Like, just do it. Like, yeah, okay,
just well, be upfront about it. You have to get out to vote.
Oh, another thing too that I don't even know. I didn't even think about it until we're talking about this, but. So Marvel, or like the MCU, were doing this whole, I think it was like a fundraiser or something about something along those lines where they're basically going out in support of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Hmm. It was a lot of like the MCU people, whatever. And there was a one notable exception that, or someone that didn't show up, and that was Chris Pratt. And he was getting a lot of shit. Like, oh, I can't believe, oh, no wonder. He says he's a Christian and he wore that Don't Tread on Me t-shirt and all that stuff. So he must be a terrible person. It's like, you're the same person as, oh, man, Jurassic World? Hell yeah, Chris Pratt, good looking dude, whatever. All these women are like that. But now all of a sudden, he wasn't at this Biden fundraiser. He's terrible. He's a homophobic guy. I don't like him. He's a Christian. He says he's pro-family. Oh, this is terrible. That's a terrible person. How dare he?
Things that are controversial in this year.
Right.
It's just like, I thought we were for, you know, letting people live how they would like to live.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, Democrats say that they're for that kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like they just want to control people who aren't like them.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that kind of, you know, so again, that was just blatantly like, yeah, we're here to support Biden. Okay, great. I respect that. Awesome. You know, it wasn't just, no, we just want to let people register to vote. And learn about. No, just, they just went out and said, we're voting for Biden. Cool. At least
they were honest.
Right. So because of all the backlash that Chris Pratt was getting and everyone criticizing him and all stuff, a lot of the Marvel actors and actresses came out in support of Chris, say, hey, you know, despite of, you know, politically or whatever, I, you know, Chris is a good dude and all that stuff. And so again, all these people, Robert Downey Jr. was one who's, oh, he's a good guy. And, you know, he makes me laugh and all that stuff. So everyone was doing all that. People were criticizing them for kind of being backing him by having his back and all that.
Well, you know but, what this is, right?
Well, no, I was going to say that they, a lot of the people that were criticizing Chris and then like Robert Downey Jr., all the other Marvel people were having his back. They were saying, well, where was all this support for Brie Larson? So now they went back and oh, you guys are sexist. How come you weren't like this for Brie Larson?
Because and I saw some people really unlikable. I don't know.
That's what a lot of people were saying. It's like, maybe it's because she's a terrible person. I mean, again, I don't know her personally. Obviously, I don't have her phone number and talk to her. I have no idea how she is. But in terms of
if you had her phone number, that would terrible. Not be good.
No, I know. But it's like, I don't know how she is, but that kind of tells you maybe Chris Pratt kind of just doesn't care how you are politically. That he can still be your friend and still respect you, not Brie Larson.
Wait, so you mean he's like a normal person?
I know, right? And another thing too, I don't know why I keep thinking of things, like new things, but there was this.
I know what you're going to say.
What?
You're going to, I believe it was the Wall Street Journal or something. No, it was the Atlantic. I can't remember. One of those big publications. They wrote an article talking about there are these neighbors, okay?
and they interviewed
these neighbors.
That wasn't what I was thinking of, but yeah, I remember that one too.
They interviewed two neighbors, right, mm-hmm. who have families. And one was a Biden-supporting family and one was a Trump-supporting family. And the headline was, that they managed to get along and they're friends.
I know.
It's like, wow, I couldn't have, like you know, that this is news in this year. Isn't that kind of sad that, you know, I don't know if they're trying to make it out to seem really rare or if they're just so out of touch that they don't know that people can be normal.
Well, because they want them to be, they want the vision. So they see people being in, you know, united or at least being respectful. And they're saying, this is crazy. It's almost like they're like doing that article when, you know, this family is having horns growing out of their head and this family is having, you know, like, I don't know, some other type of horn. I don't know how, what's going on. This is crazy. These are outliers. I don't know. What world are we living in? A Biden and Trump supporting families, respectful. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I want more fires and destruction and people punching each other in the face. I don't like this. I don't like this respectfulness. It's terrible. So, but the one I was thinking of was there was this, like this political ad where the Republican candidate and the Democrat candidate, they were in the same ad and they're saying, hi, you know, I'm so-and-so. And the other person, I'm so-and-so. So I think you should vote for me. No, I really think you should vote for me. You know, but even despite our political differences, we just want to let you know it's very important for you to vote. And they're kind of doing, you know, being respectful about it, you know? So I was looking at that. I was like, wow, that's interesting. Could you imagine like a Trump and Biden, like if Trump and Biden were in the same video? Could you imagine Donald Trump's like, hi, I'm Donald Trump. I'm President Trump. Joe Biden's like, I'm Joe. I don't know how he sounds.
I'm Vice President Joe Biden.
Yeah, I'm Vice President Joe Biden. And Donald Trump's like, you know, even though
former
I think.
Former Vice President. Whoops.
Right. Well, I mean, they'll.
You know, that would be so weird if he was.
It's like,
if
you know
he
what,
was my, Donald Trump's Vice President.
Donald Trump's like, Mike Pence, you're boring. I don't like you anymore. I want to get even more of a boring guy in here. Joe Biden, I'm nominating you for my vice president. He's like, wait,
I need someone who's sleepy.
I want someone very sleepy, like who literally will sleep while he's talking. But I can just imagine if they did something like that, that would be hilarious. All the jazz they say, you know, even though like I hate this guy with a passion, I think his son's a crackhead. It's like, wait, what happened here? Just taking a moment to say, if you want to help support us, please donate to our Patreon page at patreon.com/whatshappening, or you can donate to us directly via PayPal.
Some examples of patron benefits include early access, the full video library of old content, exclusive polls that will dictate the direction of our show, and merch.
Thank you for your support. We really appreciate it. Let's move on. We've been talking about that for too long.
Whatever we were talking about.
Yeah. Okay. So this next story that we're going to bring up here was actually one that I was looking at for kind of like the secret news story that we were going to bring up. But it's funny because we had both, because we were having an agenda or whatever, and we both had the same story. So
I guess we're talking about it.
Is that kind of makes it a done deal. So the headline here, and it's from ABC7.com, and it's a 12-year-old boy threatened with arrest for missing 90 minutes of Zoom class. And this is in California.
Of course it's in California.
So the school principal says her administration had no choice but to send the letter given new state guidelines around virtual learning. Now, again, this is all about the COVID and coronavirus. And yeah, so...
Well, because everyone is, you know, having school virtually, I guess, in California. I guess they're trying to treat it like an absence.
Yeah.
If you're not on time for your Zoom class.
Yeah. So the parents were basically saying they got this letter out of the blue. And apparently they were supposed to get a phone call to kind of, I guess, to kind of like let them know that, hey, you know, we probably need to, you know, stop being not in class or whatever. So the parents were like, you know, he can become a truant of the state and he could be arrested, who said he immediately called an administrator at their school. I said, are you going to come and try to arrest my son at my home or fine me for not getting into a Zoom class perfectly on time every day? And so it's just crazy because they were then also kind of in the article, they're talking about, well, you know, we have some kind of consequences of what could happen. So one of the consequences or the possible consequences that could happen if you're kind of truant or whatever is the pupil may be subject to arrest under Education Code Section 48264.
So you can literally go to jail if you miss your Zoom class.
Yeah.
In your own home.
I know. And So, okay, the principal at the school told us the letter is the result of new state guidelines passed this past summer. CA Senate Bill 98, which requires districts to keep a closer eye on student attendance. So, like, that whole thing, it says, okay, it was passed. So that basically tells me that all these, and again, these are people that you voted in, apparently. These are people that are supposed to be representing you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, this is totally fine. Oh, possible jail time for not being in class? Totally, let's do that. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Let's get that in there.
Yeah, I mean, we got to make sure that people attend the Zoom classes, right? So the only way to make sure that they attend is to throw them in jail, I guess.
Right, yeah. And so kind of like what I was saying, they're supposed to get a phone call about it, kind of like, hey, you know, you need to like work this out or whatever. But instead, he's going to try and get the he's going to try and get him to change the law. Because, I mean, when you're being threatened jail time for missing 90 minutes of Zoom class, and this isn't like just 90 minutes in total. This is like, apparently it was like 30 minutes and then another 30 minutes and then another 30 minutes. It just piled up.
Yeah. And I mean, come on, a 12-year-old.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I don't know what the reasoning was. I don't, you know, so it doesn't.
Well, it is California. Cause remember in California, it's illegal to sing in groups of three.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Unless you're from the same family.
Yeah, and so in the article, it says that California public schools traditionally rely on daily attendance numbers for their state and federal funding. So that's the main reason why they're supposed to be cracking down on the attendance numbers. You better be in there because we need that funding, all right?
So it's literally all just about money.
Right, yeah. They don't care about the kids. They just want that money because, oh, we'll get better computers and we'll get...
Even though they're all at home. So, I mean, do they get their own... I don't know. How does it work? Do they give each student a computer now?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's kind of interesting to think about because with all these Zoom classes and everything like that, shouldn't they try to, okay, like if they're going to get the funding and they're going to get this money or tax dollars or whatever, yeah, where's that money going? Is it going towards?
There's like no classrooms now, right?
Yeah.
So what's...
Well, the like one of the things I can think of where the money's going, is this going to go to the administrators? Is it going to go to...
That's what happens anyway, is
right.
Paying that huge administration staff mm-hmm. that they have now.
Yeah. Or so. Just they're going to try and update the building. But again, it's like, who cares about updating the building? We're not even going to be in the building. So why do kids even care?
We have to make it 10 times bigger so that people can socially distance.
Yeah. No.
One classroom will be the size of a gymnasium.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it's like all the, you know, the school choice people are saying is have the money go towards the parents and the child so they can figure out what school is best for them. They can go to that school, not just, no, you live in this area. You have to go to the school. You don't have a choice. You have to go to this government school. You can't go to this other one over there. No, what, you want to go to that one? No, you're crazy. You can't go to that one. You stupid. You're going to this one because you live right next to it. Even though it's a terrible school, you're going to this one. So, screw you. You don't know what you're talking about. We know what's best, not you, who's the parent of the child and, you know, trying to get them get an education. No, we know what we're talking about. So, yeah, come to our school, please.
Well, you know, I guess the state kind of owns your kids, right?
Yeah, I know. Like, I know. That's why whenever you hear about school choice, all the people who are against it, they go, well, that's racist. That's going to benefit the rich and all that stuff. And it's just, well, if all the money is being allocated equally or whatever.
Like to the actual student.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make the playing field like equal? Because right now the only people who can afford to get out of the public school system are people who are rich.
Right.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, that's the type of stuff that people are, especially families, they're dealing with that. They're dealing with all these ridiculous punishments for missing class. I mean,
what about that one kid who got in trouble, like they called the police on him because he had a toy gun behind him.
Oh, yeah.
In a Zoom class. That's the same energy as this.
You have a toy gun there? I bet you're going to be doing some thinking over there, aren't you? What are you talking about? It's a toy gun.
What are they going to do? Shoot him through the Zoom? Like with a water gun?
I don't know. Could you imagine? And then it was like, oh, God, I said square with water. What in the hell happened? I guess it was just transparent. The wire can just go right through the computer.
Wow. What is this, like Star Trek or something?
Yeah, superpowers. Okay.
So we're going to go on to our one weird news article.
Yep.
And it's pretty, I mean, it's Florida Man, so, you know.
Yeah, and it kind of ties in with the holiday. You know, we're getting close to Halloween.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. You're going to love the first sentence of this article.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay, so drunken Florida man attacks. They didn't even need the drunken. They should just taken that whole thing out. But anyway, drunken Florida man attacks girlfriend with pumpkin. And then cops. I guess cops said that, right?
Yeah.
It just says cops. Okay, so the first sentence is, a drunken Florida man squashed his girlfriend with the pumpkin, then flung its pulpy innards at her after she asked him to leave their home. Wow. Some clever writers over there at the Post.
I know. That's why I'm like, can people even take this website seriously? So funny that they got banned from Twitter for 6 days.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so, you know, just typical Florida man. Oh, look at this. It says, when cops arrived at the home, the woman was, quote, covered in pumpkin seeds and pulp.
Wow.
At least he didn't throw, like, a whole pumpkin at her because she would have maybe died, you know. At least he, like, cut it up and, like, threw the innards at it. At her.
How dare you. So I guess this guy has been, he's been doing some, I guess, quote unquote, criminal offenses, drunken driving, marijuana possession, careless driving, and probation violations. So this guy has been, he's having some trouble. So I guess him throwing the pumpkin or whatever, cause he's like, I didn't throw it. I was doing the sliding doors. Were you crazy? No, I wasn't throwing my girlfriend. No.
You know what's funny? If he was drunk, they were probably like carving pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just got, like, they got into an argument and then he started throwing all the pumpkin innards at. Because why else would you be cutting up a pumpkin? Oh. You have to be, they probably like drinking and carving pumpkins or something.
Yeah.
At least he didn't like throw the knife at her.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that'd have been worse.
Wouldn't be talking about it because it wouldn't be funny.
I don't know. Maybe it was like, oh, yeah, you like pumpkin spice? I'll give you some pumpkin spice.
I wonder if she was white.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because, you know.
Oh, my God. I love pumpkin spice lattes. Right?
Yeah. Maybe because we're half Asian, we're not really into that. I don't know. Because I'm like, maybe I'll have, like, one, and then I'm good. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
It's not really, like, my thing. Like, I don't go out and buy like pumpkin spice creamer, pumpkin spice. I saw this recently. There was pumpkin spice macaroni.
Oh, why?
I don't know. It sounds disgusting. Can you imagine mixing pumpkin spice with cheese?
Oh, that sounds terrible. Maybe one of these days I'll try like a pumpkin spice pizza or something like that.
People will be like, wow, I thought you couldn't get any worse yeah. after pineapple. What about pumpkin?
I know.
Pumpkin on pizza.
I mean, I've had potatoes on pizza. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good
but,
stuff.
But, you know, squash is different than potatoes.
So. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. It's like, I mean, I would try it, but I don't know if I'm going to like it.
I don't know. Thinking about it right now is making me feel kind of gross.
Throw up.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll go ahead and end it there. That was a good one. We had some good stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Sorry it was a little unorganized. That's kind of. We haven't had a solo episode in a while, so.
Yeah. I don't know, it's funny. We ever have, like, guests. Oh, it's going to be great, you know, and it works out. It's awesome. And then when it's just us, we can even be more awkward than we are when we have someone on.
Yeah, because we're like, oh, it's like we're recording our conversation, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good. It works out okay, right?
It works out okay.
I can't talk. All right. We will go ahead and end it there for real this time. Bye.